He says, the first Rashi says the Bishul became, there is no Bishul. And then he says, Lehakshis es ayosid, the indictly Bishul. So it's something else. It's not because the Bishul became, there is no Bishul. The Kavod is like this. So he seems to operate with two different reasons. The answer is, the Rashi agrees with the main shita of the Rambam, just as the Rambam holds that there is a chiyuv of mivashim in Shabbos, not only in regard to Eichlin, but even in regard to non-Eichlin, there is a chiyuv of mivashim for softening a non-Eichel, and there is a chiyuv of mivashim for hardening a non-Eichel. But the Rambam says, it's mashma v'loshin Rambam, that when you harden in on Eichel, like Sichs Lassune, so it's more than Telode, it's may not. He doesn't measure it. Apparently, Rashi is Chelik on Rambam, and Rashi holds that the hardening of in on Eichel is also Bishul, but not on the score of Av or Main Av, but on the score of Telode of Bishul. Telode of Bishul. So, Memele, Telode, now, for example, the mere shite in Kol HaBosor is, in Chul, that regarding the Yisr of Bishul Bosor B'Cholov, and Bishul Bosor B'Cholov is a separate Yisr, Bishul Bosor B'Cholov is a separate Yisr, so regarding the Yisr of Bishul Bosor B'Cholov, the Miri says, that when is one Iver and Yisr the Raise of Bishul Bosor B'Cholov, if he boils Bosor B'Cholov, but suppose he fries Bosor B'Cholov, He fries Boso with Cholov, so there is a Machlekes Rishen. There is a Machlekes Rishen. Does anyone have a Gemara Sanhedrin here? No? No one has? Now, so the Miri mentions two days. One day is that even the Gabi Bosa Becholov, there is an Isa the Raise of Bosa, of Bishul Bosa Becholov, when you fry Bosa with Cholov. But then there is another Shite, that Gabi Bosa Becholov, Gabi Shabbos, it doesn't make any difference whether he boils or he fries, whatever he does, so he's chayev. But Gabi Bosa Becholov, only if he's mevashe. But if it's mitagei, so it's only also the rabbanon, and that is teis v'shite in Sanhedrin Tavdalad Amid Beis at the bottom teisus. So that's teis v'shite. Now the Shabbos, of course, there's no difference whether he's mivashil or he's mitagei, whether he boils or he fries. So why? What's the difference? The answer is by Shabbos there is aloche achas mehino, heino opes mehino telodes. So there is a special zersakosov of telodes. What is telodes? Telodes is something that resembles that the meloche that existed in the Mishkan. So there is a special zersakosu for Bachas Meino. So Memele, Tigun is the Telode. Masheike in Gabi Bosa Becholov, there is no zersakosu for Bachas Meino. So there is no aloche of Telode. So Memele, the Torah says, Lesevashel Diba Chalev Himem, so it means Bishul. Tigun is not Bishul Mamesh. Tigun resembles Bishul, but it's not Bishul Mamesh. So Memele, Rashi Shite is, on that point Rashi differs from the Rambam. According to the Rambam, so the hardening of the Sikhse is higher Mishum Mivashe, Avu Mivashe Mein Av, and according to Rashi, it's not Mein Av, but by Shabbos is higher because there is Aloch of Telodim. But, Nav it isn't. So Mimele, Rashi says, Komashmelon, now the time I have to be sure that I see his ham. Well, we should be sure he came. So in other words, because he was mechavim to harden the sikhse, the peg, and the melee, if he was mechavim to harden the peg, and that's bishul. So the melee, the pumpkin should be awesome, so the shul akum, komash mulon, then bishul became. But by Shabbos, he is chayev for hardening the peg, because of the aloche of achas meheino, of the lodes. But Gabi Bishul, Gabi Bishul, how come it has to be Mamish Bishul? Not if you order something that resembles Bishul. So he says, Komash Milon, then Bishul Bichelin, El Lishuya Monecham, Lehakshis as Ayosid, the indicted Bishul. The indicted Bishul. So true, but the softening, so Mimele, the softening of the peg. So he is Bishul Mamesh, but he is mischaving only to the hardening of the peg. And the hardening of the peg is not a real Bishul. By Shabbos it is Bishul, because of the Aloch of Tevodes, but not by Bishul Akum. And that is the Pshat in Tesis when he says, V'nirose Rashi ischaving with Bishul Gomo. Masha'ik in this is Bishul Gorua. But by Shabbos, the Bishul Gorua is also Bishul because of the Aloch of Tevodes, but it has no application to Bishul Akum. Now, I have to finish now, I have to make it plain. Now, Tuesday, there will be a p'chine. There will be a p'chine, and all the Gemara will have covered up to Tuesday. All the Gemara, if we cover up to the Mishneh, so the p'chine will be after the Mishneh. And the p'chine will also cover the Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Rosh Hashanah that I discuss every day. So, you are just as responsible for that as for the Gemara in Shabbos. And everyone, except those who has been in the Smicha Shia last year and the Smicha Shia now, has to take the discipline. And
Beis Omar Rove Haiman Deovit Chvite Chayev Mishum Sheva Chatois Tanure Chayev Mishum Shmeina Chatois Omar Abaye Haiman Deovit Chalte Chayev Achasesre Chatois Chayto lepume, if he made a mouth, a rim to it, chayev shlishesre chatois. Now let's see the Rashi. Hayman deovit chvite. Chvite shel cheres, an earthenware vessel, if he made, so it involves sheva chatois. So Rashi says as follows. Teichino govin visecha ken hodik, have a teich. So when he grinds the clods of earth, so that's in Roch of Teichon. Beire hatzchureis, hagasis miteichon, harishtai. So when he's beire the tzchureis, miteichon, so then harishtai. So in other words, that's pseudos miteichon. So we see from this Rashi that the Meloch of Beira is not limited only to an Eichel, even not an Eichel. Beira HaTzchur is HaGasis Mitechen HaRishtai. U'Makidom Binapo. So then it's Merakit. So we have three. Now, we saw that Rashi in one place says that's the Gemara da Fein Hei Yom Bei is just before the Mishnah. So Rashi says Ridom Lizir Adir Merakeit Dize Bikashim Vize Bitzreiris Vize Bikemach. So in other words, so Rashi says that it is that Merake, it is Vikemach. So we explained it. In other words, it does not mean Dafke Kemach. What Rashi means is something like Kemach that has to be, that can only be Nivra, it can only be selected through an Apo Uchvo. So really here, Rashi says, Rashi emphasizes, Umakidom Binapo, even though it's not Kemach. But it has the same characteristic. In other words, you couldn't be selected, you couldn't be bearered with the hand. So, but you have to use an apochlo. So, mele there is a chiv of merak. Umigabel atit, dainalosh. Umimarech atit, kisheisag gilom. Shei cholok, hare mimachik. Umavir. So we have altogether, we have seven melachos. why doesn't he mention Chayfeya Chayuvah Chayfa Leke Deinzoi Chalala? So we have seven. Tanur, if he makes it tanur, an earthenware oven is chayv shmein. Then there are eight chatois. The lacha shebitzorfi bekifsho who tochol of tfeil sheyov. So in other words, so we have the same seven chatois as gabichov yeshal cheres. But one more. Why? Because after he seref it bekifshon, so he smears it with something, and in order sheyov bechumem miskayim v'gmam lachtei v'amrinu likamon kol mina dehav gmam melocha chayev mishemaki bepatish aval gabichov yes leke mishemaki bepatish v'meileo nigmaro melachtei betam. So in other words, so the Gemara says, Rava says, there is a difference between making of a chovies, an earthenware vessel, and an earthen and making of an earthenware oven. So the seven chatois that are involved in the making of a chovies are also involved in the making of a tano. But there is an additional malach. What is it? Maki bepatish. So why shouldn't be chayev mishemaki bepatish when he makes a chovies also? So he says, "Aval gabe chovies leke mishemaki bepatish the mileo nidmero melachte bitam." So what does it mean, mileo nidmero melachte bitam? So he says, "Umitzalfa biseichei." So one of the seven is umitzalfa biseichei are mivashel. So let him also say it's mileo. The answer is that's the melacha. It's not mileo. So why does he say Ligabi makibi patish the mileo nigmero melachti bitam? You have to understand this Rashi. So apparently we see a big chiddush from Rashi Shite. In other words, makibi patish, the Gemara mentions makibi patish when the Gemara mentions, let's say, makir patish. So Shmuel said, misateis is chayim shemakir patish, if he chisels a stone. And let's say, Shmuel also says, if one makes a little hole in the chicken coop, hois a nekev v'nul shatan geilim, also makir patish. So, and a ayil shufse b'kepin of the Gemara, he puts a pin in the eyelid of his spade, so he's also makir patish. So all these things, so all, and the Gemara says in the next daf, Haiman di shokol akupe miglime yichayev mishemaki bepatish v'anim ilkov dalai. So just, in other words, a thread was sticking out from the seam. So in all these things that the Gemara mentions maki bepatish, so even without this extract, it still could function as a kelim. Let's say, and if the baguette has a thread sticking out, so it couldn't fulfill its function as a baguette, but he's makpid on it. He wouldn't like to wear it that way, as long as the thread sticks out. And even, mimele, and even the chicken coop. So it still could function, but not conveniently. Without the lul, so couldn't function conveniently, he will have to uncover it every time he wants to feed the chickens. So mimele that enables the kele to function better as a kele. But even without this act, it is not a gelom. Gelom is called something that has no function potential. That's a gelom. So mimele, so in all these makibi patish that the Gemara mentions, So it's not a complete gela without the act. But with the act, that's the finishing touch. It improves its functioning potential. But not that without the act, it has no functioning potential altogether. And by doing that, so it acquires functioning potential. So apparently Rashi holds, in the case of Chvite Shel Cheres, so he says, Lekem Shematipa. So in the case of Tanur, so then even before he smears the Tfeilah, She'ovichim Miskayim, it still can function as an oath. But it's not so good. He'll have a lot of trouble with it. It will not be so, he will not be able to use it conveniently. So by smearing it with something, so it will function better. So that's the finishing touch. So makri patish by definition means the finishing touch. When do you have a finishing touch? If without the finishing touch, it's not a complete goyla, but it doesn't function so well. And then you do the finishing touch, the last act. So memele, so yachayv mishemaki b'patish. So by tanu, so it's not a gela, a complete gela. Even without the tefillah, it can still function as a tanu, but it won't function so well. And by smearing it with the tefillah, it'll function better. So that's the finishing touch. That's the finishing touch. Mashein kein gabechov yeshal cheres. So he says, Abul gabechov yeslekem mishemaki patish. Dimileo nigmoro milachti bitano. In other words, it's not, there is no stage at which it already can function as a kele, but not so well. And then by doing a certain act, the finishing touch, so it can function 100%. No. Until you put it in the tanur, so it doesn't function at all. And once you put it in it, and it doesn't function at all, you don't even have the kele. And then, when you take it out from the tanur, then the kele is finished already. So, and before you put it in that, when you put it in the tanur, so it can't function at all before when you put it in the tanur. So, mimele, there is no chiyuv of makir patish. That seems to be Rashi Shite. Now, we'll see in the Gemara. Now, the Gemara says, Omer Rabshim Melokish, Omer Rabshim Mekisma, Omer Rabshim Melokish, that I name of days, Hatzor Tzor Bichli, Vam Napich Bichli Schuchis, Chayiv Mishemaki Bipatish. Thank you.
Now, the Ritva says, "Fatso bichli tzura." So, makir patish. Pire shaklu shakli osukva. Elo sheisim beilin lineisei tzura. Vihug mamloch. So he emphasizes the kli is already osuk, but a finishing touch is lacking, and then he does it. So it's makir patish. V'chein am napeach bichli schuchis mamlocho. So he emphasizes the kli is also kvo. The meiri anatzo tzura bichli rotzalei ma'ase nishlo makli vize eise bitzura leaneise hoyo v'nakli tzorich lo klal hari ze akoye bipatish v'lo yisov dova bashlo masiro elo av bitchloso uchmei sheomru b'misechte zu atzor tzur כלשהו, שכלשהו הוא גמר מלוכה אין הגמר נעשה לפמחס לבד שאף הכויה הוא מכה וחזר הוא מכה. So he says, ולא יסיב דובה באשלום עשה צורו אלו אב בתחלוסו. So in other words, he wants to emphasize, apparently there was a shita that when is a חייב צור בכלי צורו, only באשלום עשה צורו, the finishing touch. But if there was no צור at all and he makes the whole צורו, then there is no chiyuv of makir patish. So he says no. V'loi seiv dovo b'ashlom esatziro elo av b'tchiloso. Then when he says afam napeya b'chli schuchis acha shehutach shenase kli al dinipuach chiyuv emishu makir patish v'avzu lav davke b'nipuach achrei elo av b'tchilas anipuach. So why does he emphasize so much? Apparently there was a shittes of Ishenim that when is napeach bichli schuchis chayev shemakir bepatish b'nipuach achre. In other words, when it is already a kele. And from the lashon of the Ritva, it's mashma like that, the Ritva, because he says shakli osukvor el sheisim b'lei naasei tzur v'chein am napeach bichli schuchis gmar melocho l'amlocho. In other words, so there was a shittes of Ishenim that dafke when is nipuach achre. So the Miri says no, he doesn't agree with it. But who shita is it that only b'nipuach achein? That's Rashi shita. That only b'nipuach achein. All right. Now. אמר רבי היימן דיובי התחלתי חייב אחס עשרי חטויס אחס עשרי חטויס. So how do we have the חשבי of 11 זיימר הקנים והוא צורך להם חייב משם קיצר חייב משם קיצר. So the lotion of רשי is זיימר הקנים והוא צורך להם is חייב משם קיצר ומשם נטייה אוספום יחד הרי זה מאמר בירה יופייס הרי זה בירה החליקון הרי זה ממחיק הרי זה ממחיק אוסו דקייס מאחר שתיים ושולש הרי זה תכה חותכון במידו הרי זה מחתך היסח השסי הרי זה מיסח אורג אחס למיילו ואחס למטו כדלעמידי הרי זה איסה שתיבוטנירי אורג הרי זה עירק חותך לאחר הריקוסו כדי להשווי סום. So again here it still could function but not so conveniently. הרי זה מקרי פטיש כדאמרינו לקמון Heimann die Schokel akufe miglime, chayev mishmake patish, hare yudale, wie chayte lipumei, laasis lo sofo, heisif kan, so then it's 13. In other words, so then, shlishesr chatois, two more, two extra chatois. Which two extra? Laasis sofo, heisif kan, teifa vikeshe, shetzorich likshe lachar atfire, then Rashi, why isn't Chayev Mishum Beine, by Chovies, by Tano, by Kaveres? So he says, Mishim Beine Lekele Chiyuve, Loi Bi Chovies, Ve Loi Bi Tano, so now the Chovies should be Chayev 8, and Bitano should be Chayev 9, and here he should be Chayev 12, by Kaveres. So why isn't Beine mentioned by these? They be a Mikelim, so that's Rashi Shite. All over. Here in Perek Habeine, Rashi Shite is that the halacha of him being Mikelin implies that there is no being in Kelin, period. Even if it's Maisumnes and it's professional work, according to Teisves, so him being Mikelin means when a Kelin consists, let's say, of certain parts, like certain candelabrums, and then you put the parts together. You put the parts together, so in being a Bikelim, or let's say a bed, that you set up a bed by putting the parts together, the legs of the bed and the other things. So that's in being a Bikelim. Masha'in came when you make a Kele, then there is being a Bikelim. There is being a Bikelim.
When Rashi says borrow Yapos, isn't that often become solid?
Alright, so.
So shouldn't it be a pot or a mutter?
No.
He's using it the same day. He's using it all on Shabbos.
Who says?
He's hiring all the things on Shabbos, so he must be using it the same day.
Who says? I mean, he's making it on Shabbos.
Yeah.
But who says that he's doing it in order to use it on Shabbos? Right now, Lauda. Who says?
The case we have is he's doing it on Shabbos. He's saying, in this case, we're on Shabbos, we hire 11 things.
No, he made this on Shabbos, but he's not going to use it on Shabbos.
No, I mean, for the twigs, he's using the build.
So what? No. So, but, all right, he's constructing it, but then the use will be later on, not Lauta, you see. He's constructing it Lauta.
Oh, you don't call it building or something?
No, else. I mean, only when the use will be Lauta, then it will be like Eichel Mitech Pseles. Now, so he says,
if he used it that same day, then would he not be hired for more?
What is that?
Use the object he made on the same.
Even if he'll use it, but if not la'altar, by Eichel too, so only for the immediate Sude. For the immediate Sude, not if it's for another Sude on Shabbos itself. So that's not considered la'altar.
He doesn't hold him near.
What is it?
I thought so Rashi holds it even, you know, later on during the day, so right.
You mean because of Rashi Shite, as the Gital? As the Tal points out, so Mimele, that is even Binapu Uchvoro. Even Binapu Uchvoro. So Lauta is Muter. So that means, and if it is Biyad, so even Laniach is Potter. Even Laniach is Potter. So why does Rashi say Bira Yofeis? So it could be that Rashi is a good question, but Rashi says, when Rashi says Bira Yofeis, so it does not necessarily mean that he was Mivareya the Yofeis from the Rois. In other words, he took out the Rois in order to have the Yofeis. I mean, there's the purpose. Now, so Rashi Shite is here that there is no being Mikelim at all. Umishibene lekel chiyuve loy bechovias loy bitana loy bekaveres. Then being Mikelim. Mafshit lekel meima. Why isn't there afshote? Mafshit, we cannot say lekel meima bekanim din afshote lebeya. Then Rashi mentions a pshat. V'yesh miforshim shekideach nikovim ve'eitz. Shetechvim beiroshi hakonei shel shase umichayev leimishim tech. So there is a pshat that
one of the meloches is teiche. Why? Because he makes a nekef in the eitz, where he pushes in, where he thrusts the rosh yakan shalshas. So then he's chayev mishum teiche. But so Rashi says no, he couldn't be chayev mishum teiche on account of the fact that he made a nekef in the eitz so that he'll be able to thrust the rosh yakan in therein. Why? Well, nearly that he tchine melocha shenitzricha legufoi. Vitevli for eis, sheis, that the chiyuv of teichen is not for making the hole in the eitz so that he could push, thrust in the rosh yakanim, but because he slices it. Sheis is in that case, v'having mankis oresilte. So, well, there is a very important deal from Rashi. Because Rashi is only masikaking against the pshat on the basis of the fact that it's a melocha shenitzricha legufo. That it's a melocha shenitzricha legufo. But the implication being that if we say melocha shenitzricha legufo is chayev, so then it could be chayev mishim teichen. But from the Rambam we see that in order to be chayev mishim teichen, in order to be chayev mishim teichen, so then he must have kavone al menas levashle. So in order to be bayichel, so there must be a kavone al menas levashle. So memele, so according to the Rambam, even if we say if Rashi had agreed to the shittes Rambam, if Rashi had agreed to the shittes Rambam, so memele here it wouldn't be chayev mishim teichen, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that melocha shenitzricha legufo is chayev. The Rambam paskens like Rabbi Yehuda, because here he doesn't need, when he makes a hole, he doesn't need that. It's not like one who chops wood, so he needs the slices of wood. So why does Rashi have to emphasize the fact that we pask melocha shenitzricha legufo is poter, even according to Rabbi Moshe Tzchilkov is chayev, but here is not teichein because he doesn't need that which he cuts out. He cuts out wood and he doesn't need it. So memele he wouldn't be chayev mishim teichein. So we see that Rashi is chilik on the shittes Rambam. And whereas according to the Rambam, so the kavone is an integral part of the tzuras hamloche, according to Rashi, it's not an integral part of the tzuras hamloche. Now, what Rashi says, in regard to the Gemore, v'chayte lipume chayev shukui shesar chatois, which two additional chatois, that is, teifer and keisha. Let's see what the Rashi says. The Rach says here, Vim kofaf pio limato kishemeyach hachut chayev mishim teve kirav dioma hamitei achut shal tvira bishabes chayev chatos uchsheteife chayev mishim teve. So it says like this, which two chatois can there be? So when he's keifif pio lemato, kishemiteach achut, when he stretches it out achut, so then he's chayev mishim teive. And if he makes it fire, he's chayev mishim teive. So in other words, according to Rashi, so the two extra chatois consist of teifer and keisha, And according to the Rach, so if he's just miteach the chut, so then he's chayev mishim teve, not mishim teve. But if he makes mamish tvire, then he's chayev mishim teve. Now this, Rav Nechananel, can only be understood You see, with the pshat of Rabbi Hananel, Rabbi Hananel says it in connection with this Gemara. Dafayin hey omed aleph. So Omar Rav Zutre Batuvia, Omar Rav, Hamiteya Chuchel Tfira Bishabes Chayev Chatos. So Rashi says, Beged Atofu Veimid Viniach Achut, Oruch Vinispar Dushteich Tiches, Habeged Zumizu, Bimikzaz Vichute Atviches, Nimshochin Umiteya Cheshushi Achut, Lahadik or Lahabir, Zui Tvirosi Vichay. So according to Rashi, you can be Chayev Mishum. Why is Chayev Chatos? Mishum Teifer. If he's mitei achus shel tefira, even though he didn't sew, he didn't do any sewing. He just the threads of the seam were there before, from before Shabbos, but the seam was loose. So by stretching out the thread in the seam, he tightened it. So that in itself constitutes an act of tefira according to Rashi. But Rabbi Hananel, he explains it differently. When he's mitayar dechut and he doesn't make any tfire, he doesn't do any actual sewing, then he's chayev chatos, not on the score of teifeya, but on the score of teven. But in explaining the Gemara here, when the Gemara says v'chaitel ipume chayev shloshesre chatois, the two extra, so he says if when is a chayev two extra chatois, so if he just miteyar, then he's chayev mishum teve. But if he puts in, if he makes a ma'ase tvire, so he's chayev another chatos. But for stretching out and tightening the seam, so then he's not chayev, according to Rabbi Hananel, he's not chayev mishum teve, but mishum teve. Now the question is, what is it to do with teve? Teve is spinning, the making of threads. So here he didn't make the threads. The threads has been there in the seam for a long time, but it was loose. And then by stretching it out, he tightened it, so it's not loose anymore. So Rashi, we can understand, because Rashi Shita is, even though he didn't do any sewing, but it has the same effect as sewing when you sew. So what do you do? Then it holds it, it tightens. Let's say if you have a rent and then you take the two ends with thread and you sew it together. So that tightens it. So here too, even though he didn't do actual sewing, but he stretched out the thread in the seam, and thereby tightening it, so it accomplished the same purpose as sewing. So you understand Rashi. But the Rabbi Hananel says, no, you cannot be chayev on the score of tfire unless you do actual sewing. But when you stretch out the thread of the seam, so then you're chayev mishum teve. Teve is something else altogether. That's spinning, that's the making of thread. When you take yarn and you make it into thread, that's tfire. Here we didn't make any threads. The thread was there from before. So we see a very important point in the Rach, because when a person takes yarn and he converts it into thread, what's the purpose of the thread? To be used in making stitches, in sewing. To be used in making stitches. So now, when he had the thread was made a long time before. And then with that thread, before Shabbos, long before Shabbos, he made stitches on the baguette with that thread. Now it's loose. So in other words, he does not act as stitches. The purpose of stitches is to hold it tight. And now that it's loose, the chuchel tfiro is loose, so he doesn't fulfill the function of stitches. And then by stretching it, so he tightens it. So in other words, what is the purpose of making thread out of yarn? In order that it should serve the purpose of making stitches. Now, but when it became loose, so it does not fulfill the purpose of stitches, of tightening. By straining it, it again he makes it fulfill the function of threat. So Mimele, he is Chayev Mishim Teir. That's a very big Chiddush. But fear not, in order to be Chayev Mishim Teir according to the Rach, so there must be actual sowing. Actual sowing. But if he stretches out the thread of the seam, so now what is the purpose of making thread out of yarn? The purpose is that the thread should be used in making stitches. But this thread does not fulfill the function of stitches because it's loose. And by stretching it out, he enables it to fulfill the function of thread. So Mimele, he is Chayev Mishum Tolde of Teir, according to the... It's a very remarkable concept, but this is the Shite of the Rach. All right. Now the Teisves. Chvite v'tanura v'chalte. Pirish Rashi, the Mishum Beinelo Mechayev, the Mbinya Mikhele, Veinire, the Dafke Bimarze Amito Umero Shal Chulies, when it consists of parts. Amrinon de Mbinya Mikhele, Avo Kisheisele Gamre Kolakli Mechayev Mishum Beine, the Amrinon Berisha Beine, Haiman de Ayo Shufse Bikubine, the More Chayev Mishum Beine. So there it says that it's chayiv mishemake bepatish. Why not mishembein? In other words, so according to Rashi, we understand why is not chayiv mishembein? Because in bein became in period. But according to Teisves, so Teisves says that kasha against itself. According to Teisves, that he is chayiv even. That he is chayev, even by killing too. And being killing only means that when you put parts together, like the chulias of a menere, then you're not chayev. But when you make a kele, a whole kele, then you are chayev. Minapeya bechlis chuches, you certainly should be chayev. So, but Teisves does not reject the shite. Teisves es sikashe against the own shite. The shita of certain Rishenim, other Rishenim. So that, and I suppose that the one who said Ritzor Chiyun is not the Ri himself. It's probably somebody else, another one of the Chachmi Ateisves. So he has that Kashi against the shita of the Ri, that's the shita of the Ri. That the Ri is Binyan Bekele. The Ri is Binyan Bekele if he makes the whole Kele. So he has the Kashi against the Ri. Why does the Gemara say, Minapeya Bechlis Chuchis, is Chayim Shemaki Bepatish? But not. Not Beine. Now, if we are going to say, as it appears from the Meiri, that there is such a shite, and from the Loshen of the Ritvo, it's Mashma, that is his shite, that Minapeach, and we said that in Rashi, even though Rashi is not difficult, because the Kashi is only directed against the Ri, not against Rashi. But there is a shite sarishenim, that Minapeach, when the Gemara says, Minapeach b'chleischuchis, so it's not the initial nipuach, but the final nipuach. So that shita is rishen in the Ritvo, and probably Rashi shita too. Why only the final nipuach, not the initial nipuach? Because makbe patish is only shayach when the keli exists already, but there is something lacking. It's not 100%, but it exists. It can function, not so well. So and then he does the finishing touch. So then there is a chiyuv makir patish. So that is only in the final nipuach. But in the initial nipuach, there is no chiyuv makir patish because with the initial nipuach he makes the kale. Without the initial nipuach, you don't have any kale altogether. You don't have the kale altogether. So mimele we can answer the kashe against the rishite. The rishite is that when one makes the kele, so is chayiv mishum beine. So in a chaname, if somebody will make the kele through a nipuach, so then he'll be making the. So what kind of nipuach? The initial nipuach, then he'll be making the kele. So then it'll be chayim mishum beine. But there the Gemara says mak mipatish not beine, because the Gemara has reference to the final mipuach. Final mipuach is not shayach beine because the keli is there. It's not. It doesn't function so well without the final nipuach. So it's only because of makel patish. Anyway, so we have a machlekes between Rashi and Teisves as to the halacha, the essence of the halacha of being bekelim. So according to Rashi, it means there is no being bekelim. Even the biggest maase woman. So does not constitute an issur of binyan kelim. Kelim amufke of binyan. Kelim amufke of binyan. Binyan is only shaya b'mchuba b'karake. You build a house, but in kelim amufke midraisa of binyan. Of course, midrabono and Rashi will also be made that there is an issur of binyan even kelim. But midraisa kelim amufke of binyan. And teisa shiti is that kelim are not mufke of binyan.
Right.
Now, yes, what is it? In other words, the Surah of Binyan is a shaft of Kelim, or just that wasn't what it was in the Mishkan. It wasn't the Mishkan. Theoretically, it could be Binyan, according to Rashi, because the Mishkan, the Binyan existed in connection with Karki, you know, you build the a building. I mean, you build something. Something that's mechuber lekarke, not in kelim.
Mechuber mean on top of it, or actually mechuber? Could it be, you know, on top, just lying on it? That be considered according to Rashi mechuber?
What do you mean? Just the, if you build the kelim on top of the karke, so it's still kelim. If it's attached to the karke.
So then, if you have like a pile of sticks on top of karke, then how could you consider?
No, but it's not attached to the karke.
Yeah, no, so
you can move it. You see.
So if you put a pile of sticks together, isn't there a gemara that says if you put a pile of sticks together, it's
no, that gemara in Beitze, that's midrabonon. It's merzek binyan, so it's midrabonon. Midrabonon, of course, there is an issur of binyan in kelim. There's an issur of binyan in kelim, and I don't mean that. When it's movable, so then according to Rashi, there is no issur binyan. How about the prefabricated houses that are movable? But then it has, one second, then it has a tzura of a binyan, like something that is built in karake, even though it's movable. Now, all right, now, so we have a machlekes between Rashi, and Hamisati, after the two dots, that kuvei gam zei. Misati is my mechayev. Rabo ma mishim beine. Shmuel ma mishmati pati. Choi se nekem beruch to tam gelim. Rabo ma mishim beine. Shmuel ma mishmati pati. Ayo shuv se bitipuni dimore. If let's say he puts a pin in the eyelet of his face, so rabo ma mishim beine. Shmuel ma mishmati pati. So Jesus mentions this raya. So we see that it's chayiv mishum beine. So what kind of a raya is it? Who says that it's chayiv mishum beine? Rav. But Shmuel says he's chayiv mishum beine patish. So Mimele, so it's not a shidur apot. Now, let's see the rach in this Gemara. It's not in Kenny, the rach here. Look in the Rach, it's on the next daf on the base. The Rach on the Gemore. The Rach on the Gemore of Kuvdeis on the Aleh of the base, you'll find in the Rach on the Kuvdeis on the base. There on top. On top. Ushmuel Mechayev the fourth one from the top. Ushmuel Mechayev on the Flat Mishmaki Pati. The Ovid D and the Hamahan Mechayev Tab. Had it in the Hamishmaki Pati. You have to be the Benjamin. Überhaupt politisch.
Rapsovati tam sati tam nikodilu vinnadin nisprejem umakli godice si kolivarni i kolivarni godice i govore i sem diro zahavite mati jedne tati slas lati i akumel vichej neke bilu nam etin di mishim averu li bingen dom vitol vis bingen ushmul sova neke plus teach pe bichli dome ishu seif meloche vichej machni ki de akurven apal pishe kluhi rapsovati yish bingen bikeil ushmul sova arin bingen bikeil dacht man doch mal Gott, und mischen wir mit dem Levi, kam Papi, kein Mischen mag wie Papi, ist Muel, und mischen wir mit Muel Moditanje, und ja, kommt schon, Chai. So, bis wir, oh, so, na, du, zum Paskos, like Schmuel, even though the general ways, hier hat sich Rav wie Suren, hier, da ist ein Machleke, ist ein Schabes, in Isberg, so, with the Paskos, like Rav, but he mentions from the Gemara in Frau Godel, mit Papi, kein Mischen mag wie Papi, that here, the Aloch is like Shmuel. And how does he explain the Machleke between Rav and Shmuel on the basis of yet being in the Kelim or in being in the Kelim? So Rav says, yes being in the Kelim, and Shmuel says, ain't being in the Kelim. And the Aloch is like Shmuel. So the question is, he's a return. So the question is, why does Tesis mention the Tache Arai Egen Prat? Practically, that ain't being in the Kelim, period. Even if he makes the old Kelim, so he'll be in the Kelim. So he made mentions that I, from Haydn, my old shoot to the Kupin of the Mori, he's Chayim Mishim Beine. But Rav says Chayim Mishim Beine. And Shmuel says that the Chayim Mishim Akepat is Beine now. And how does the Rav explain it? The machleket between Rav and Shmuel is on the question of yes being Mikhailim or ain't being Mikhailim. So what's the lie? So you can say that where is the Rav holds that Allah is like Shmuel, contrary to the general of Yilchetik Rav Visure. Contrary to the general of Yilchetik Rav Visure, so Teitve holds that the general rule applies. That you look at the Rav Yisure, so we pass like Rav. And according to Rav, there is no being in the Kelim. And Tesis agrees with the Rav. But then, Tesis should say, Avoki Tesis, the Gamma, Kola Klim, Chaye, Mishin Veine, the Amrim and Berisha Veine, Ham and Dial, Shifts and Likupun, and Mure, Chaye, Mishin Veine, the Milchatek Rav Yisure. Tesis doesn't say Milchatek Rav Yisure. So, apparently, so it's not the Tesis agreed with the Pshat of the Rach, but he's chelik on one point. The Rach holds the Tilchasek Ishmuel, and Tesis holds Hilchasek Rach. But then Tesis should throw it out, you see, contrary to the Rach, Tesis Rach's Psaak, and the Rach has a Raya, because the Gemara says in Kol Godel, the next Dab, Hamisate is Eden, so is Chayim Shemakel Pati. So why is Tesis so sensitive so much? So it's more mistaba to say, I mean, you can say it, but it's more mistaken. I mean, you can say that Tesis agrees with the Rav that this question, whether Yehudim Mikil, Morim Mikil, is talking Machleik between Rav and Shmuel, and but Tesis holds that Yehudim Rav, whereas the Rav holds Yehudim Shmuel. But it's not so mistaken. Tesis not much more of this one. The Ramban in Muhammad, they and that Gemara in Abayne, so he is chilek on the Rav. He says that Shmuel is also made it. Shmuel is also made it that there can be binyan b'keilim. But Shmuel holds when is there binyan b'keilim? Only when it's ma'aseh umer, professional work. But if it is layman's work, I mean, you don't have to be a professional in order to do it. Let's say like this, to put a pin in the eyelet of his spade, or to put a hole in the chicken coop. You don't have to be a professional, you don't have to have any training in it. I mean, it's not professional work, it's mice head yet. It's not mice woman. So if you do it because, so if you build, let's say, a house, a cottage, a shed, on the karka, so then, no matter whether you do a good job or a bad job, you are Chayim Mishim Beine. Matin in the Kele, Shmuel holds then when are you chayiv mishim beine? Only if you do maase woman. Oh, but if you do maase hetye, so then you're not chayiv mishim. Masheinken, if you do maase woman, so then even Shmuel will be made, the Ramban says, that is chayiv mishim beine. So we can say, so it's more mitaber, that Teisves agrees with the shita of the Muhammis, of the Ramban. So that's why Teisves is saying something he doesn't say. We came along, kirav, nisur. But Teisves says, stop. All right. Now. Omar Rabbe Barachone, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Hatevet Temer, Shal Gabi Behemo, Bishabes, Chayet Cholish Hatois. Achas Mishim Gezei, V'achas Mishim Enapi, V'achas So there are three separate melachos. One is gezeit. What does gezeit mean? When you so what's the basic example of gezeit? When you hear the wool from the sheep, that's gezeit. That's mamish, literally gezeit. So, and then there is a melacha of minapitz. Minapitz means heckling, combing. When you comb, you heckle the wool. So that is minapitz. And teva means when you make bread. So suppose Rabbi Vachone says, "Omer Rabbi Yechanan, hateva tzemer shel gabei behima. If on top of the behima itself, he didn't detect it, he didn't hear the tzemer of the behima of the sheep, and then he heckled it, and then he spun it. But on the behima, he did all these things." So chayiv sholish chatoi, achas mishum geizit, v'achas mishum menapeit, v'achas mishum teit. Rav Kano omar, in derach zize bikach, v'in derach menaket bikach, v'in derach tovu bikach. V'in derach tovu bikach. So it's not derach zize in other sklachayat, and it's not derach niput, and it's not derach tri. Giloi, in other words, to do it al dabi behemo. Is that not derach? V'atanya mishmid Rav Nechemye shotu b'izim v'tovu b'izim. So they did it, the notim chachon, did it, and the izim themselves. Al metvi al gabi b'hima shvot tviye. So chochmo yisei rashan. Let's see the rash. Chochmo yisei rashan. Shotu b'izim v'tovu b'izim. Chokodol, shtovu yisei izim. The group of shol izim mashim. They spun it and the izim. Chochmo yisei ro. Kidechsi v'chol isho chochmat leim. אבל הדיה תינדר כביכה, והווה כלך היד. So from Rashi Sloshnit Mashma, that when does Rav Kana say that it's כלך היד, if a layman who is not an expert, not the Noshim Chachomis, but suppose one of these Noshim Chachomis would do it under the Hemo, then he wouldn't be high. Then he wouldn't be high. Now, Tesis, it's not Rashi, it's clear that that's Rashi Shim. Because Rashi says, I will head yet in dark in the Kalachia. So Rashi spelled out, only the head yet in the Kalachia. But when Noshim Chachome is, so it's not the Kalachia. Teisved could agree with Rashi. Teisved says, Voisi mei som bot lo daito mei tzol kolodo. Ki da amrinom ba matzliya gaban shiuta. So Teisved says, Voisi mei som, he doesn't say, Teisved doesn't have reference to the Noshim Chachome himself. Somebody else, a layman, not the professional, the Noshim Chachomis themselves.
Tosafot says that the command to Bosa Daito, he isn't doing it really properly.
What?
Why did he
say
the command to
Bosa Daito?
Bosa Daito means that
but he is doing it. He is acting, one second, but he is acting like the Noshim Chachomis. So we say Bosa Daito. We say Bosa Daito.
You mean the Noshim Chachomis are only those who listen to the
Zara Mikvar? No, I didn't say that. Anyone who is an expert who can do it very easily, but somebody else. So that's not
the Noshim Chachomis. What is the command to Bosa Daito for?
Not right. Because if he does it, so he's like the Noshim Chachomis. He does it. The
Noshim Chachomis.
No. So he'll not do such a wonderful job, but he'll do it anyway. No. So why? And if someone doesn't loch and doesn't do a good job, suppose someone builds a building and he does a terrible job, he's still hired. But what my tumor? That's something else that's Ligabe. That's Ligabe B and the Kaling. So
So the Ramban says, like Rabbi Shmuel, I mean, that's something else. Teisa says, boy, a person who is not Nosim Chachomis, he's a layman, he's not an expert, but he does it that way. He's stable. And what does Rabbi Yechanan mean? Rabbi Yechanan says he's chayev. So Rabbi Yechanan is reference to someone who is not the Nosim Chachomis and he's chayev. So Teisa says, according to Rav Kane, a layman, if he does it, so we cannot say, if he does it, so he's like the Noshim HaChomeis, the answer is, it's not for him to do it. For the Noshim HaChomeis, it's the proper thing to be done. But for a Stam layman who is not trained, who is not a professional, it's not the proper thing to be done. So mainly it's Batla Daita. Now let's see the Rach here. Again, it's not in Kemi. That's on Ein Hei Omed Aleph, towards the bottom. Is the third line above the first big line in Rach. Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Hatov etzema mal gabi veheima bishabit, chayev gimel chatois, mishum gedes umnapis vitov. Vidokha Rav Kane, vomar in der Gzize voli derach, vipos voli derach, vipikach. Vakshino Rav Kane, vatanya mishum rlechemye, shotu vizim, alo shotu vizim, vitov ismalayim, bila Gzize. ויתוב ישמעלי הם בלו יסיזה ופרקין או חוכמה יסי ראשני תכסיב לכל אנוש עם אשר נוסו ליבו יסנונו בחוכמו טוב ועשה יסי ויאב אגב דרף קנה לגבי רב תלמיד אבה so you should say the הלוכה he says רבי רב I mean רבי יחנן so he means רבי יחנן so תלמיד אבה so you should pass him like רבי יחנן given the Ashkechon בתלמוד הארץ ישראל דקיימי כבסייה So since there is a raya from the Talmud Yerushalmi that it records who is Rav Kane, the Gassin Hatil Ishkonov Noeiv Chayiv Mishim Gezis, Hamerti Chayiv Mishim Mechik, Ham Krit Machayiv Shemakir Patish with Achinon, Loidam Yetelish Knaf of Litilish Sarbehemo, the Evchen Lixize Plishoso Ixizoso, Bram Behemo in a Chayiv Achayig, Achayig. So from the Yerushalmi it appears that Gabi Behemo So when is a chayiv mishum gezei? Only if it is if his gezei is mamish. But if he does it al gabi behemo, so then he's not chayiv. So that's like Rav Kane. That's like Rav Kane. All right. Now let's see the Loshon HaRamban. That's our time. Hatil is kind of naive, as he told the gate. Hatil is a tsema minachai potter. She in derech zize bikach, ve in derech nipus bikach, ve in derech tvi bikach. In derech tvi bikach. I don't think that there is the agonis akro and the Rambam. You have it? Oh yeah. Now, so, in most Rambams, it's at the back, but here, in this Rambam, it's not even in the back, but here, it's on the margin. Now, so the Agoris Agro said, Now he says that there is a stir in the Rambam. The Rambam first says Hagiz is Semer, Naloch Zayin. So he says Naloch Zayin at the beginning. Perek Tes Naloch Zayin. Hagiz is Semer Uisar. Bein mina beimo, bein mina chayo, bein mina chay, bein mina metz. Afilu mina shalach toren. From the height is chay. All right. So then he says Hatilish Konof Minoif Arizitildes Geizis. Hateves atzemer minachai poter shein derg dizebikach minderach nizbikach. So it's a stira because at the beginning of Aloch Zayin he says hagin yisemer usia bein minabim o bein minachayo. So minachai also when yageizeis he's chayev. And then in the end of Aloch Zayin he says hateves atzemer minachai poter shein derg dizebikach minderach nizbikach minderach nizbikach. But in connection with gzize, so he says hateves atzemer minachai poter. But before he said Hagez is semer bein min achayo, bein min achay, bein min ames. So that is tira. Achaze kosav, so the agul is agotis. Achaze kosav hativ et semer achay, pota, shein der zid vikach, vilechere kisei sri. Im lei, so the grower has two pshot, two lishen. Im loi she apirush, das rabirchen bigmore, hativ et semer chayev, mishum geizeis, haine rotzoleimar, she atvi o yiek moi geizeis, mach masholo yigdalei. Or you lay a perush, shab shigis hakim machmash tovo kedem. In der exize bikachulidas rafkane, shechin potakarambam. So the Goyen is, there is a stira, there is a direct stira in the same aloche. At the beginning of aloche Zayin, he says, minachai, so it's chayev. It's not lachayam. In other words, like Rabbi Yechane. And then, he says, hatim itatem minachai pota like rafkane. So he gives two lashonos. The first lashon of the Gro is that the pshat in Rav Kane. When Rav Kane says, Rabbi Yochanan says that he's chayev, Rav Kane says he's poter. So the pshat is not hagezes. When Rav Kane says, in derech zizebikach. So it doesn't mean in derech zizebikach. It's not a derech to be gezeis from a chai. It is the derech to be gezeis from a chai. Why isn't it there? All right, it's not the derech to spin. To spin on a chai. It's not the derech to heckle, to comb the wool on top of the sheep. But why isn't it the derech to be gezeis? It is the derech to be gezeis. Gezeis means you remove it, you detach it from the sheep. It is the derech. Why you only shear the wool of a dead sheep? I mean, you shear the wool of a living sheep too. So why does Rav Kane say that it's not derek zizebikach? The answer is if he did everything on top of the sheep, so obviously that's what he says. Obviously, he didn't shear off the wool from the sheep, because if he sheared off the wool from the sheep, so then he wouldn't do it. The Noshim Chachomis wouldn't do it that way either. So that means he didn't at all detach the wool from the sheep. It remained attached to the sheep. So why is the Chayim Shukezis if it remained attached? So there is no Xiz altogether. So the Goyen says in the first Loshin, because he made out of the wool, out of the dead yarn of the wool, on top of the as that wool was attached to the sheep, so he spun on it, and the spinning, I suppose the Goyen knew the mitzvahs. So and the mitzvah is that as a result of spinning on top of the wool, so that will prevent that the wool should not grow, it should not wax in size anymore. So Memele, Rabbi Yechanan says he's chayev because it has the same effect as detaching. When you even though he didn't detach the wool from the sheep at all, it remained attached to the sheep. But when you as long as the wool remains attached to the sheep, so it keeps on waxing in size. It becomes larger and larger. But the moment you shear off the wool, it cannot wax in size anymore. So Memele Rabbi Yochanan says, if someone spun and heckled and spun on top of the sheep, even though he did not detach, he didn't shear off. Actually, he didn't shear off the wool. It remained attached. But it has the effect, the tviya has the effect, shalom yigdalit. So, making it, disabling the wool to keep on growing, is considered like shearing it off. It's a told of gazes. So this is what Rabbi Yechon says. And then Rav Kane says that it's ein derech. So it's not Rav Kane says that's not gazes. It is gazes. Rav Kane agrees with Rabbi Yechon that this bears a resemblance to gazes because it has the same effect, the same result as shearing of the wool. But it's klachayat. It's klachayat. All right, so Memele, there is no stire. Because when does Rav Kane say that it's klachayadis poter, if he doesn't actually shear off the wool from the sheep, but he just heckles and spins on top of the sheep, and that spinning has the effect of disabling the wool, even though it remains attached, from waxing in size anymore, So Mimele, he's chayev mishum told the gezis. He's chayev mishum told the gezis. But Rav Kane says no. It's lachayat. Masheinkin, if he mamish yozov, then it's not lachayat. It's the natural way of being gezis. It's as natural, and perhaps even more natural, than shearing off the wool from a dead sheep. This is what he says. But then he gives another tarez to God. Oy ulai ha-peirush she'af she'gezis ha-hakein mach ma-she-tovo keidem ein der zize bikach lidas Rav Kane she'chein posak ha-rambam chidushim u-biurim u-lekotim. So in the other, in the big Rambams, you'll find it in the back, and here it's on the margin. Alright, anyway, so the second loshin in the Groy is that not, you see. So in the first lotion of the Gro, there is a very big chiddush, a terrific chiddush. In other words, that even if you don't shear off, but if you disable it from growing, it's considered like shearing it off. Like shearing it off. So, but the second lotion in the Gro says something else. He says, no. If you don't shear it off, if you don't detach it from the sheep, so there is no gazes. There is no gazes. But when Rabbi Yechonen says that Hatovet Semesh Lekabe Behimo B'Shabes Chayev Sholish Chatoyes Chayev Sholish Chatoyes, so he means he did detach it. But since he spun it on top of the sheep, and of course, even the Noshim Chachomeis wouldn't spin and wouldn't tackle and spin once it is removed, because then why should they do it on top of the sheep if it's already detached? So that means the detachment, the shearing off, was the last thing that they did. So first they were tearing, and then they were gazes. That's not the usual way of doing it, because people first they shear off the wool and then they hackle and they spin it. But he reversed the order. First he hackled and he spun, and then he detached the wool. So Rabbi Yechonen says he's chayev, and Rav Kane says no. O yula apeiru she'af she'gezis ha-hakein mach ma-she-tovo keidem ein derag zize bikach lidas Rav Kane. Now we understand according to the Gro. So we understand the machlekes like this. The question arises. I mean, there is certainly no machlekes in mitzies between Rav Yechonen and Rav Kane, whether it's the derech to be teve and to shear on top of the sheep or not. Not the machlekes in mitzies. So there must be machlekes in din. Must be machlekes in din. Now, so, and it's not. It was mentioned in Ligabe the machlekes between Rav Poppe and Rav Ashi in the Achlitche Bikach, in the Aprik Bikach, that the machlekes there is when someone does it in an unusual way, but it doesn't affect the result,
I mean, it's just as good. The work done is just as good and just as beautiful as if it had been done in the usual way. So, according to Rav Kane, according to Rav Pope, so it's chayev. So it's not lachayad. According to Rav Ashi, it is lachayad. Now, it's not. First of all, it's not mistaber that the machlekes between Rabbi Yechem and Rav Kane is the same machlekes as between Rav Pop and Rav Ashi, because then you'll, first of all, it's not mashma like that, and then you'll find a stira in the poskim. So if that is the same machlekes, so that will mean that if we pass like Rav Ashi over there, if we pass like Rav Ashi over there, so we have to pass from Dafke like Rav Kane over there, and you see from the Rishonim that one is not taller than the other. And then something else here from Rashi, as I pointed out before, so from Rashi it appears that the machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rav Kane is only in regard to the case where a hedya does it. But if the Noshim Chachomis do it, then everybody agrees that he's chayev. So Memele, so when is the machlekes? When a hedya does it. When a hedya does it, he certainly will not do it in as an effective and as beautiful way as if it had been done in the natural way. If it's Noshim Chachomis, then of course it will be done as well. But if a hedya does it, so then the result will not be the same. So then even according to Rav Pope, it should be considered kilachaya. So it should be kilachaya. So, but according to the Gro, we see what the machlekes is. First of all, the Gro says, so for, he says, Sha'af shegizis ha'kein machma she'tov ha'keidem ein darar gzize b'kach lidas Rav Kane. So what is the machlekes? The machlekes is this, you see, because most people, not most people, but probably 90% of the people, if not more. So when they are gezeis and they are teves, so first they are gezeis and then they are teves. And it's very unusual for a person to do the tviye first and then the gziz. So we can understand Rav Kane's lomdes in regard to teve, because when he begins, now this person was teve first and then he was gezeis. So when he started to be teve, so he did it in an unusual way, in an unnatural way, because no one does it. So we understand as to why Rav Kane says it's klachayat. He's not chayev on the score of teve. But the question is, why does Rav Kane say he's not chayev on the score of gezeis? He's not chayev on the score of gezeis. Why? Because it's unusual. Because people first are gezeis and they are tovim. But suppose he was tovim already. Has he any other way of being gezeis? So every person in the world, once it was spun already, so that's the way of being gezeis. So why should that be considered kelachayat? Why should that be considered kelachayat? So that's the chiddush of Rav Kane. So in Achaname, that's the point on which Rabbi Yechon and Rav Kane are chilek. Rabbi Yechon is not chilek on the mitzvahs. Rabbi Yechon is made that even though he is that the most people, or most people, the overwhelming majority of people, so first they are gezeis and then they are teve. But in this case, already he was teve. So then there is no other way of doing it. Once he was teve, he cannot be gezeis before tviye. It's too late. But it still does not conform to the usual way of being gezeis. But in this particular situation, so everyone, if he wanted to be gezeis, he will have to be gezeis. What else can he do? Or he will not be gezeis at all. He'll leave the he'll let the wool stay on top of the sheep. So because of that, Rabbi Yechanan holds that it's not considered klachayat. Rabbi Yechanan holds it's not considered klachayat. But then Rav Kane. So Rav Kane says that it is considered klachayat, even though under the present circumstances, so if there is no other way of doing it, but since people
don't do it that way, and it happens very seldom that it should be done that way. Even though under the circumstances, once you spun it, so there is no other way of shearing it than after the spinning, so it's still considered klachaya. It's still considered klachaya. I mean, but both pshatim of the gro is a big chiddush. Both pshatim of the gro is a big chiddush. Now, yes, what is it? Yeah, so what is the machlekes ligabe tviyah? So people don't do it that way. So the machlekes. So why does Rabbi Yochanan say? Yeah, I understand. 1 second. Why does Rabbi Yochanan say that he is chayev mishim teve? So we have to say that Rabbi Yochanan holds that in as much, in other words, on the basis of what Rashi implies, that if the Noshim Chachomis themselves will do it, then even Rav Kana will be made a little bit higher. Even Rav Kana will be made a little higher. So when does Rav Kana say that he's poter only if a layman does it? If a layman does it, so then we say the layman is bottled by the Tzavod. He cannot be considered like the Noshim Chachomis. So that's the point of machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Kana. Rabbi Yochanan holds, inasmuch as there is a certain group of people for whom it is usual to do it that way. Why? Because they are experts. So even someone who is not an expert, it's not considered klachaya.
I'm sure that you can find today experts who will be able to do it. They do all kinds of things, so they'll be able to do that. How do you know? How do you know? All right.
Because it's the usual thing to be done by people who know how to do it, who are experts. So Mimele, if one acts that way, we do not say bottle die takes a bottle. Teisves in Amatznia, I cannot go into it, but Teisves in Amatznia mentions all kinds of calling the Tzadik Beis. When do we say bottle die to Kolodom? When don't we say bottle die to Kolodom? So in such a case, Rabbi Yochanan holds, in such a case, we do not say bottle die to Kolodom. Because if the average man had been a chochem like the Noshim Chachomeis, so it would be the usual thing. But the reason as to why the average person doesn't do it that way, because he's not an expert. So mainly if one does it, so we do not say bottle dive for. You want to disagree with me? You can disagree with me, but this is what I say. That's all. Tell me, Rabbi. הטילה יש הסכונו והקית מי והמי אותי חי שולש חטוי ויומר רפשים מלוקיש טילה יש חייב משם גזיס קיתם חייב משם חתך ממרית חייב משם ממחת. Now there is a very strange Rashi here. I mean, so it appears like a stira, but the Ritva says that there are two separate Lishenes in Rashi, even though Rashi doesn't use the expression Loshnach, but it's two Lishenes in Rashi. Now, so a tail is a zakon. If somebody plucks the wing of an ape, so ve hakeitme, if he trims it, ve ameote, and then he cuts the lower piece off, so is chayev shol shatoyis. So Gemara says, so a tail is a zakon of neitz of delo miknafay, ve hakeitme lacha shetolche. So chite chayshe shehudak v'rol la'nicha b'karu v'cheses in the pillow. So it's makpit on the middle. It has to have a certain measure. So memele is chayv mishmechatech v'amertei the downy part he cuts off v'amertei litzatz novei שהוא קושי מירי צערי מכאן ומכאן ומשליך הקון. So Rashi says that he throws away the koni, he's not interested in the koni. V'neisei nasiyo bikar v'keses. V'neisei nasiyo bikar v'keses. So hateilei shishayev mishum geizeis, and then keitim when he trims it, so he's chayev mishum mechatech, because he's makpid al amido mishum mechatech. So Rashi emphasizes regarding mechatech the kopit lachtech ad mokim shuro. So we see, I mean, and I don't think that there is any shittes reshenim to the contrary. Ligabi mimachik, there is a machlek reshenim, as I mentioned. But ligabi mechatech, I don't think that there is any shittes reshenim to the contrary. All reshenim appear to emphasize the element of makpid al amido. In other words, the akpod al amido is an essential ingredient of the tzuras amloch. So Rashi says, "Mishum mechater di kopit lachtei chad mokim shuro." Then he says, "V'gam min akone eire kevi, ve'ese kevi mikam fei v'leiser." So before Rashi said, "Ligabei de kone mashlech akone." Here he says, "Not mashlech akone." So it seems to be a stira. So the Ritva says it's two lishenes Rashi. Why didn't Rashi says loshen achir? All right, but there are two lishenes Rashi. So in other words, according to the first loshen Rashi, even if he doesn't care for the kone, but when he removes the seir from the kone, and thereby smoothing it out, because when you remove all the feathers and all the seir from the kone, so then you thereby smooth it out, but he's not interested in his smooth kone. For raya, he throws it away into the garbage. So that's the best raya, that he's not makpit on his smooth koni. Still Rashi says that he's chayev. Then, but in the other loshen, and the Ritva says it's in the second loshen Rashi. In the other loshen, Rashi says, "V'gamin akonei rekevi, ve'isekevi mikam fe'ev v'leisias." In other words, he's makpit. He wants to have a smooth koni in order to be put in the kevi, in the cap. So memele. So in other words, so it's tulishenis. So what is the tulishenis? Now, and I mentioned in connection with Rabbi Tam Shite, that chilev is chayev mishum imachik, because when you milk a cow, so then you flatten out and you smooth out the odor of the behemo. So memele you are chayev mishum imachik, but he is not interested in smoothing out and flattening out the odor of the behemo. That's the way it's done, but he's not interested in it. So we see that according to Rabbi Tam, hakpode on a smooth surface is not an essential ingredient of the tzuras meloche, the way makpid al amido is an essential ingredient of the meloche of mechatech. No, the meloche consists in making and affecting a smooth surface. Whether he's interested in a smooth surface, whether he's not interested in a smooth surface, it doesn't make any difference. Now, so that's hamtam shite. And I said the other Rishenim achilik. Now we'll see. I said that the Rambam is chilik, and you'll see, I mean, from several Rishenim in the Miri, that Akpode and a smooth safe and Eicholok is an essential ingredient of the Meloch. So apparently the first Loshen Rashi holds that the Akpode and a smooth surface is not an essential ingredient of the Meloch. So according to the first Loshen Rashi in Echaname, so the Tiferes Yisrael is right, that when do we say that using soap on Shabbos is only shvus, because you are melei, you transform a solid into a liquid only when it's hard soap, but when it's very soft soap and when you use it on your hands and your face, so then you stretch it out and you flatten it out and you smooth it out, if it is so soft, so then it involves the melacha deraisa of mimach. It involves the melacha mimach mrach. Masha'in kein, according to the second Loshen Rashi. The second Loshen Rashi is that why is the chayv shemachik? Because he is makpit ani cholok. Ani kone cholok. Ani smooth surface. So, memele, there is no isa deraisa in using soft soap. Right. Now, the Ritva says that it's still Ishen Yisr Rashi. חייב מי שמחתך, ממרת חייב מי שמח. פיר שרש עזר, קייט מי שחית מנו הרי שדח לא עושה בכל המוחסוסי, ממרת שמירת מכאן מכאן אז לא ממש לך קונה. ולא אם יראה, ואם כן כשהוא ממש לך קונה, שהוא מחיק בי, היי חייב מי שמחיק, ועל נצורך למחיק כלל, הוא מלוכו שנצריך על הגופו כללי. ואנוכן כפיר שחר שפיר שרש עזר, כי מן הקונה איס עם קייבים, קייבים בלוי סער, כמו שני אגים קצת מכנס. So he says it's two lishinas and Rashi. So it's clear, it's obvious that the two lishinas and Rashi depend upon involved the child, whether the hakpode on the dovah holok on a smooth surface is an essential ingredient of the melacha or not. So the first lashon Rashi is like Rav Netam, it's not an essential ingredient of the melacha. The second lashon Rashi is like other lishinim that it is an essential ingredient. The Ritvo is masik against Rashi. Now the Ritvo's lashon is strange because first he says, "Vivloin here, dim ken kishum mashlecha kone shum imachik bei hechayev mishum imachik, v'al nitzorich lemachik lao umlocha shenitzricha ligufo klali." So first he uses the lashon v'al nitzorich lemachik klal. So it's mashma. According to everyone, and then he says a melacha shenitzricha legufo klal. So the kashi is only that he doesn't accord with Rab Shimon, but it can accord with Rab Yehuda. The Rambam paskens, the Arishenim who pasken like Rab Yehuda. So the asogi is because the halacha is like Rab Shimon, because the Ritva doesn't agree with the Rambam. So Rashi could agree with the Pshitas Rambam that Aloch is like Rabbi Yudeh. So Mimela Rashi can say that Alevi the Ilchase. So and then why did the Ritva says Kehir Chayiv Shil Machik Val Nitzorich Limachik Klal? Let him say Kehir Chayiv. Halim Locha Shnitzchuch Ligufo. Why does he emphasize Val Nitzorich Limachik Klal? Locha Shnitzchuch Ligufo Klali. So the lotion of so you could be midayik that the Ritva himself. The Ritva himself agrees with Shitas Rav Netam. But if you look up the Ritva, so you'll see that the Ritva does not agree with Shitas Rav Netam, that Chilif is Chayiv Mishum Machik. Chayiv Mishum Machik. So why does he Masik on the score of Loshen Tzri Legufo? So that means, as far as Mimachik is concerned, so if there is no problem. The answer is, I think this is the Pshat in the Ritva. The Ritva is asking two kashes. The Ritva knew very well that there is such a shittes harishenim that there is a chiyuv of mimachik even when one is not makpit on a smooth surface. Whose shitta is it? That's certainly shitta of Rav Netam. That's certainly shitta of Rav Netam. But the Ritva himself did not agree with the shitta of Rav Netam. The Ritva himself had a shitta that hakpode on a smooth surface is an essential ingredient of the Tzuras HaMloche, just as Akpode and Imido is an essential ingredient of the Moloche of Mechatech. So here too. So Mimele, he has two kashes. He says like this, V'loi nire, Din kenki shu mashlech hakone, shu memachik bei, hechayev mishu memachik. So the first kashe is, emphasizes the Moloche of Memachik, not a general principle of Moloche of Mechatech. Hechayev mishu memachik, v'ale nitzorich lemachik lav. That's one kashe. So even according to Rabbi Yude, but Mimachik it isn't. So in other Meloches, even if he doesn't need a Meloche, so because in other Meloches, the Tzorich is not an essential ingredient of the Tzorich HaMloch, Chirish, Chifek. So the Tzorich Lebeirei is not an essential ingredient. So it's Tolu in the Machlekes, Rabbi Yude and Rabbi Shimon. Hachifer v'nitzorich alafchi. Masha'ink in here, that's no mimachik altogether, according to everybody. And then you'll say, all right,
But there is a shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Shita of Rabbeinu Tam that Mimachik is not unique. The Machik is a Meloche like every other Meloche. Where the Kavone is not an essential ingredient. But it will still be difficult according to Reb Shimon. It's a Meloche and Tzirelu Gufo Glali. So in other words, the Ritva is asking to Kashis. So that then we can understand why he expresses himself in such a peculiar way, because he's really making two asokas. Because the Ritva understood that you could say, all right, Rashi agrees with Shita Rabbeinu Tam. So that's why, even if Rashi agrees with Shita Rabbeinu Tam, so it's still, but according to Reb Shimon, Meloche Shein Tzrich Legufo, for his part. Yes?
I forgot, how do we explain Rabbeinu Tam himself? He
passes like Rabbeinu Tam. No. Rabbeinu Tam does not pass like Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, according to Rabbi Yude, so he could be chayev mishum dishe. But even according to the Rabbanon of Rabbi Yude, chayev is chayev, not mishum dishe, but is chayev mishum imach. All right. So now let's see about this thing. So you'll see that the Demiri in our sugya says it once.